An example of a structure that reinforces values would include a data system around evidence-based services, which require clinicians to think in terms of the types of practices they're using with families and whether those services have an evidence base. We've also developed a performance management system that allows for a kind of system evidence base to develop and guide practice. An example of this kind of system would be one that has a service infrastructure that not only values family-directedness, but also trains family members and youth to be leaders in the informal and formal service system. These individuals sit on regional and state boards and help make decisions about service design and funding. The Developmental Disabilities Council, for example, offers training and advocacy. The Agency for Persons with Disabilities has family forums on a regular basis to hear family concerns. In this way, services are structured not only to reflect core system values, but they also tie the sustainability of the system to the expression of those values. This is reflected in the continuous circle of arrows, where all processes are mutually reinforcing. This representation is idealized, meaning there's always going to be pressure at different levels of the structure to act in ways that aren't in the best interest of children and families. It reflects other priorities, meaning that there's a limited amount of funding and special interests that push in one direction or the other. This diagram is meant to show that in spite of these pressures, these generative cycles and processes are sufficient to meet these demands and facilitate the creation of an organic, ever-evolving, value-based set of goals, actions, and structures. This is what we see in effective systems.